Hey there, what's up everybody? It's Pastor Zeddy and this is your Daily Anchor. That's right, that one word, that one bit of encouragement designed to keep you rooted and grounded as you go throughout the rest of your day. Listen, our scripture today comes from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, and it says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky." Verse 14, do everything without grumbling and arguing. Now look, guys, if we're honest with ourselves, we know that some of us grumble and murmur and complain about every single thing that we've been tasked with doing. Likewise, many of us just don't get along with other folks. We'd rather argue than do the work of building relationship and being in fellowship with other people. But this scripture says to us that what we've been called to do really ain't about us. It says, so do everything without grumbling or arguing. And why does it say do it? So you will become blameless and pure and shine among others like a star in the sky. There are plenty of people around us who are grumbling, plenty of people around us who just have negative energy that they put out through complaining and through always picking an argument or picking a fight. And it's easy to respond or to retaliate in kind. But this scripture says that as children of the Most High God, we are called to do everything we do without arguing, without grumbling, without complaining. And we do it not for ourselves, but so that we can become a light to those who walk in darkness. So as you go through this Tuesday, when you have the opportunity to pop off on somebody, remind yourself that it ain't about you, but that God has called you to be the bigger person, so that you can be a light shining in that dark place for that coworker, for that student, for that family member, that spouse, that stranger in the grocery store. Don't grumble, don't argue, but shine your light, because today and what you've been called to do really ain't about you. Listen, I hope that blesses you today as much as it blessed me. I look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow morning for your edition of the Daily Anchor. We'll holler back at you now.